too far from where I started from. And nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me.
As the ship set sail, the children of Israel head into captivity. These black Hebrews head westward packed in ships, as outlined in Deuteronomy the 28th chapter, off to serve their enemies in hunger, thirst, and in want for all things, because they chose not to serve the Father of all living and obey His voice and keep His ways, but rather serve false idols, gods of their enemies, false gods that could not save them. And so Yah was hurt. Then his hurt turned to anger, and in the midst of a jealous rage, he poured out his fury and vengeance upon them, allowing their enemies to invade the land he gave to their fathers, slaying them by the millions, driving them out of the land of Israel, south and westward, to the outermost coast of Africa, only to be captured and sold as slaves. Slaves to build what we know today as the Americas, West Indies, Europe, South Africa, and other nations. They served until they were destroyed as a people. Yet among them who went into slavery, there remained a few who remembered Yahweh, as told by the prophet Ezekiel, a few who spoke one to another that they should take heed to what King Solomon said, that if they bethink themselves in the land of their captivity, turn from their wickedness, pray eastward to his holy mountain Jerusalem, and seek the Creator of all living, that Yah will hear their prayer from the land of bondage. So here we have today, erected from the dust, the voices of Zion, servants of the Creator, here to declare only that Yah is King, 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 King.